We are about to start Simin Tov Yud Ches Sif Dalid, and we will be going through Tov Yud Tes. Sif Dalid im Nishba Lisanas Kach V'Kach Yomim. Someone took a Shvua to fast this and that amount of days. The Ir Abem Rosh Chodesh, and what he made up was he was going to fast, say, every Monday and Thursday for the next 3 weeks, and it turned out that one of the Thursdays was a Rosh Chodesh. The halach is chol olav mitam iser kolo. The halach is that unlike a neder, a shvua is not chal to be mevatel a mitzvah. However, if it is chal on other things, it is kol mitzvah and non to break a mitzvah. That is, if it is kol mitzvah and non mitzvah, iser kolo is chal. So here, since you made a shvua to fast so many days that included Rosh Chodesh, it's chal. V'nishba beferish lisanas for Rosh Chodesh. What happens if he makes a specific shvua to fast on a Rosh Chodesh? Nirolisha chol of shvua. So the machaber is machadish that the shvua is chal, given the einu ela midrabanan, because Rosh Chodesh is only a yont of midrabanan. Ela shemidivrei harambam nira lachur shumidaraisa. The Rambam learns, it says, uv moadechem of Rosh Chodeshchem, there's a hekesh of moed to Rosh Chodesh, so that it's a daraisa to celebrate Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Rambam, that it would be a daraisa, shvua wouldn't be chal on it. However, many achronim argue, and the Shach Lamashlin Yaredeya says that since it's not mefurish in the Torah, this would not be called mitzvah levatalis a mitzvah, and as a result of it, it would be chal. Sivhei hamisana b'Rosh Chodesh or b'Chanukah u'Purim tainis chalom. The halacha is a tainis chalom, you fast any day, including on Shabbos. So what happens if someone fasted on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, a tainis chalom? Tzorach lemesiv tainis letanisei, he has to go make up for it by fasting another day. So Magen Avraham says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Av, since there's a tainis tzadikim anyway, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan because of Nadav Aviyu, Rosh Chodesh Av because of Aaron HaKohen, these are their yard sites. So that's why, even though our minig is not to fast, since it is a tainis tzadikim, the halach is if someone fasted a tainis chalom, he would not have to make up for it with another tainis. Simin Tov Yud Tes, mitzvah laharbis besudis Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to be marbe in the suda of Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, achiv it is not, but hareza meshubach. He brings the chazal, the mezon also shaladim ar ktsuvim me Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah chutz on the hotzos of Shabbosis, yomim tovim, Rosh Chodesh chalamoed, and umashe tanikus malichon leveis rabban, which is a machlokas. Some say that means tuition, schar limud. And others say they had a minig that every Rosh Chodesh they used to bring a gift of money to the Rebbe. And the Mishnah Berurah says that where there is such a minig, one should not be mevatel it. Now, this din of ribui besude is only by yom, the night of Rosh Chodesh, one doesn't have to. The medaktikim will add one course to what they're eating on a weekday, and if it's a Shabbos, then it's to add a course for Shabbos, like a special kugel I used to make. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, based on a Yerushalmi, that if someone did not get to add anything on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, they can add to Malava Malka, because that's also Lekavod Shabbos.